The 6,000 priests went to the Vatican for the priest retreat. And the retreat was given mostly by bishops and other famous people. But one of the bishops that gave an outstanding talk, he was up on stage and all the priests applauded him very fervently. And the bishop was so pleased and so happy that he was so well received. So the bishop began to bow and to bask in the glory of all these 6,000 priests from around the world applauding his talk. And in fact, the priests all rose and continued to applaud. And so the bishop continued to bow. What he didn't realize that the standing ovation was for the next speaker who had come on stage, Mother Teresa. So picture this. All the priests are giving a standing ovation. The bishop is up on one side of the stage, bowing, basking in the glory. But everybody, of course, is honoring Mother Teresa. Well, the bishop was pretty quick because he went over to the microphone and he said, "Well, now I know how the donkey felt that carried Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday." He said the donkey thought that was all for him. Well, why did the Lord choose a donkey to come into Jerusalem? And he did it as an act of humility. Notice he did not come into Jerusalem on a military war horse. That would have sent the wrong signal. The Lord came in on a very humble animal, a donkey. And he did this to show that he was the King of Peace. Remember, 1,000 years before, Solomon had ridden into Jerusalem in the same way, riding on a donkey. Solomon was considered the King of Peace in his day. And the Lord fulfilled the prophet, which said, "Behold, your king comes to you, meek and humble, riding on a donkey." So the Lord rode into Jerusalem in love, in humility, and that's how the Lord every time rides into our own hearts, with humility and with love. So the Lord came down from the Mount of Olives, and he took this donkey and he rode it into the eastern gate of the city of Jerusalem. And that was, people knew that the Messiah had to come from the Mount of Olives, and he had to come through that same gate. So the crowd that followed him was perhaps 10,000 people, we would imagine. And this huge crowd followed the Lord, and they realized right then and there that Jesus was the Messiah. And they began to cry out in a loud voice. They began to cut branches off the trees and wave them, wave the palm branches. They began to take their cloaks off and put them on the road. That's how they would honor a king. If a king came into their town, they would lay their cloaks on the road so that the king could pass upon them. And they began to shout out, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Now, it's interesting that one of the books I've been reading for Lent, and especially as Holy Week approaches, is Pope Benedict's book, which is Jesus of Nazareth, but it's part two, which is all about Holy Week. His first book, Jesus of Nazareth, is about the life of Christ up until Palm Sunday. But volume two is all about from Palm Sunday to the resurrection. And in reading this, I noticed how many beautiful insights that Pope Benedict had about Palm Sunday. And one of the things he mentions is that in one of the Gospels, it indicates that the apostles lifted up Jesus and set him upon the donkey. They set him upon the beast of burden. And it was the same word used in the Old Testament when a king was picked up and elevated and placed upon a throne. So they enthroned Jesus. They were declaring him to be their king, their Messiah, their Lord. And it's interesting that we should acknowledge Christ as king of our own hearts, of our families, of our homes. And the church has always recommended that we do the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. The enthronement ceremony is where the family gets a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus or a statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and has it blessed by a priest or deacon, and then they place it in their home, maybe in their dining room or their living room, and the whole family consecrates itself to Jesus and enthrones Jesus, saying that he is our King, he is our Lord of our family. Jesus is King of our home. So I encourage you to do that. It's a very beautiful ceremony, and the whole family can gather to acknowledge the kingship of Christ. And those palm branches that you receive today, they are blessed sacramentals. Place them behind the image of the Sacred Heart or behind your crucifix. Because every time you see that palm, you should be reminded that Jesus Christ is your King, and he is our Lord and our Savior. The other interesting point that Pope Benedict made was that ever since Palm Sunday, the Church has used the praise of Christ in the Eucharistic liturgy. And right before we have the Eucharistic prayer, the Church has included this great outcry, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." That has now been incorporated for the last 2,000 years into the sacred liturgy. It's the holy, 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 which always comes before the Eucharistic prayer. And Pope Benedict indicated that just as Jesus came into Jerusalem in humility on riding on a donkey, so right when Jesus comes to us at the Mass, he comes in a greater humility under the appearances of bread and wine. So Jesus rides into our hearts, into our churches, in a very humble way every time we come to Mass, when the bread and wine is changed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Jesus comes to us so humbly under the appearances of bread and wine. And right before Jesus enters our church and comes down upon the altar at Holy Communion, we say the same thing. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.